Hey guys, you're watching the AfterBuzz TV after show for Faking It. It is season 3, episode 3. We've got special guest Katie Stevens in the house, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sing it, Cortez. No.
There are no words yet.
Yeah, there are no words yet.
So we'll otherwise, why are you trying to tell me to sing? No words yet.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Maybe I'll do it
right now. I come home.
There you go.
In the morning light, my mother says, when you're gonna live your life right.
This is gonna let her take this one.
I'm not the fortunate ones. And girls, they wanna have fun. Girls just wanna have fun.
All right, how to get through that. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in.
I sound just like her.
You do.
Oh my God, I sound just like her. That was awesome.
Yeah. But more importantly, we've got Katie Stevens in the house.
Here to heal all the Carmi Army hearts.
This episode was hard to watch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotions flailing around.
I told fans that this whole season was going to be a roller coaster of emotion.
Oh man.
Carmi fans. Because some people, Carmi, I feel like, don't want Karma and Amy to be together, but then a lot of people
who
do.
Who are those
like,
people?
Be together.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get into this in a second. I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me at Sterling Cates. Please tweet us during the show. We're checking our phones, and we will be responding to your questions.
Yes.
Across the table, we got Cortez over there.
That bees me. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another Sit Down With Us for Faking It. I am Cortez G. West. You can find me on all social media handles as Cortez G. West. That is the second time in my career that I've messed up on my social media.
Wow. Handle. I'm glad we're here to witness it. And, this is my second time I get to witness it because last week.
Right.
I think just the Faking It cast makes you a little flustered.
Yes, every time like someone's in the costumes, I get nervous.
Oh, yeah,
I
love that.
And Katie, I know most of everyone knows where to find you, but where can they find you?
So I only have Instagram and Twitter. And it is at the Katie Stevens.
Perfect. All right, great. So, yes, please tweet us. We've got our phones. We'll be talking to you guys throughout this episode.
Tweet us.
Let's get started.
Wait, can I just ask who,
you go first.
I want to ask, how I could tweet this to my followers.
Well, he just tweeted to you, but no, he did not. Okay, well, I'm going to...
AfterBuzz TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that.
AfterBuzzTV.com.
Come on, Jonathan.
Tune in.
Ugh. Oh my God. AfterBuzz. I'm so slow.
There should be a live link.
He's going to cut my throat by the time I leave here.
It's, see, but why does mine just say? Oh, there it is.
There it is.
I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Retweet. Done.
Great.
Hi, awesome. Everyone.
There we are. Now we're on officially.
Yes.
Okay, great. So we start off this episode, and Amy, we just have to talk about this little hump day video.
All I can say is you're welcome.
Hump it up.
That
hump it up.
Was just, so you've been teasing it a little on social media, and yes. I was just like, what is this? Like, I didn't put it together.
I mean, I always say expect the unexpected.
And that was very unexpected.
First of all, how did they get the braces on your teeth? Like, what was that?
So they sent me to this guy who does molds for films. So he actually did Austin Powers' teeth for Austin Powers.
Oh, so he's very talented.
Very talented. So he had to, give me a mold, as if I was at the dentist getting a retainer. Ah. And it was a retainer that had braces on it.
Gotcha.
So I have them forever because it's only molded to my teeth.
Right. Perfect. So just in case, you
just
never
in case,
know.
I was joking with someone earlier that I should go to, just to mess with people, I should go to a bar with my braces on.
See what happens.
And look like 12-year-old Karma and give them my ID and they'll be so confused.
That's hilarious. Wait, so how did it go? I was like, how did it go again?
Hump it up.
Yeah, that's
hump right. day dance. Woo! Hump it up. Hump it up. Hump day dance.
So great.
My favorite part was
so
when it ended and you caught the beat.
The booty. The booty twirl.
I was like, what, 12?
Is that Nicki Minaj?
Well, you want to hear the cool part is that Allison Falk, who she choreographed Magic Mike, she choreographed that dance.
Oh my gosh.
I had to laugh. I was sweating when she came to teach it to me because I was like, I'm so embarrassed. You did Magic Mike. That was amazing. And you looked at Channing Tatum being sexy all day. And now you're doing this.
So you're on the same level as Channing Tatum right now with the hump it up video.
So we're watching it, guys. We're watching it. We're getting ready to come on. And I was sitting down And Katie was like, look. Like, look, she knew it was coming on. She's like, look,
I said,
look,
get ready. I want to watch this.
It's so funny. So, wow. So this is the video. So you made it for what reason when you were 12?
We like kind of did a timeline of it where 4 years before, or however old, we're what, 16? Yeah. So mm-hmm. 4 years before I would be 12, that was when Rebecca Black came out with Friday. Uh-huh. Okay. So our backstory to it was that Karma was like, oh, Rebecca Black did Friday. Mm-hmm. I could do one. Right. I'll just pick another day of the week.
That makes sense.
So we picked Wednesday, and it was hump day. And actually, as a souvenir, in one of the things, Karma has a hump it up shirt. And I got one of those.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and Amy had warned you back in your 12-year-old days that this would haunt your future self. And here we are. It is haunting.
And she was the one that did it.
And she was the one who did it. Rude. So she leaks this video online, not just to the school, but to the whole world.
Yeah.
You're
I've been humiliated on six continents.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious, though. I mean, I like how you portrayed that it was.
But especially, I mean, my goal when we were shooting the mm-hmm. video was just to make everyone in Video Village laugh. And mm-hmm. if people were laughing out loud, I knew I was ridiculous enough to where it was working.
Right.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, had great dance moves.
Yes.
Sounded great.
Yes.
Like I said, if I were Karma, you know, like obviously Karma didn't look the best. But like she had some moves. If I were a 12-year-old boy, I'd be like, yo.
Yes, please. Yeah. Something up way better than Rebecca Black.
I don't know. Yeah. That skirt on.
And that was a real thing.
You liked the genie outfit, Cortez. Don't lie.
Not with that skirt on. I was like,
see, but we
like I'm glad that wasn't attractive to you because she's supposed to be 12, Cortez.
I was also also you're not a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. I keep forgetting. I know the real Katie. Sorry.
But I was also we were also laughing because I was like, there's like a camel behind her and like an Arabian Nights theme. She's in a genie costume. I'm like, where would Karma have filmed this?
Yeah. Right.
So we came up with the story that she went to a like some place where you could make your own music video.
Oh,
like I had joked when I was younger, I went to Disney World and there was a place where you could make a music video and you like went into the booth, you sang the song. I think one of the ones I did was Hit Me Baby One More Time and they had like a green screen behind you where like things were moving and I was pretend dancing. It's really embarrassing. I'll have to find it.
Classic.
But that's what Karma did.
They still have those, awesome. Don't they?
Probably.
Like the I feel like
they have. They probably have like the most amazing versions of those.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I love how much this show incorporates y'all's personal lives into the storyline with the character. Mm-hmm. I know last week we were talking about how Liam's bar mitzvah or whatever, they incorporated his real one that they had in Israel or whatever with that whole, and his parents were on set and all this stuff. And it's so interesting that your characters are very much influenced by your personal experiences.
Well, it's cool because Carter and the writers sit us down before they start writing each season and they like ask us, you know, and I think one of the things that they asked me was, had you ever been ganged up on before? Like not like that, but in terms of like girls in school.
Right, okay.
Like did girls ever like gang up on you?
I was
telling a story about how I, you know, was picked on when I was younger, and that one of the things was like I was in a trio of friends. And it's like the other two girls would have like their inside jokes and like would basically like team up for their own enjoyment. And shooting the scene where Karma approaches Lauren and Amy when they're ganging up on her, like I think you could see me in it getting emotional because it was such a like throwback to how I really felt back then.
It's real. Those are real feelings.
Those are real emotions.
And you said you threw in that line. Why are you here?
Yeah, because I was saying to Jamie and to Carter when we were shooting it, I'm like, they're never, Amy and Lauren are never friends. And Karma would be like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
And Lauren, especially because she keeps chiming in on things that aren't her business. I just said to them, I was like, wouldn't at some point Karma be like, get out of here. Why are you here?
Yeah.
So exactly. I talked them into letting me throw that in there because that was what I was feeling in that moment.
Well, and it just felt so natural because that is something that would totally be said.
And it was so, I would so say aggressive. That. Yeah. So, the same way, so aggressively too.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
I think I've said that to Cordes before at some point.
Guys, no.
Just kidding. It's all in good fun. Okay, so Amy leaks this video to whole school. And that going to that conversation we were just talking about with Lauren and Amy and Karma, ultimately karma says, you want a villain, you're going to get a villain.
Well, because everybody's calling her a villain.
Yeah. I love it. Well, and it's all is based on this kissed with Zeta that really wasn't fault.
Yeah.
Right. It was Zeta's fault because she was trying to make Liam jealous. Well, and then ultimately it made Amy feel things that she didn't.
And you know, being that I am karma, I stick up for karma all the time. And I was always talking to Carter. Like, I feel like in every season I'm talking to Carter and I'm like, no one ever sides with karma ever. Like, no matter.
They really don't.
No matter if karma is valid in what she does, she is never, like, fans are like, well, you hurt Amy, you deserve it. You know, like, no one's ever on karma's side. So I was like, Carter, can we please have some things happen that kind of explain karma? Because it's so, everybody, the villain thing, it's just because it's so easy to villainize karma.
Right.
But at this, I always try to, like, do the explanation for karma where it's like, yes, she came up with the lie of being lesbians, but in no way, shape, or form did she ever ask for Amy to fall in love with her.
Right.
She's just wanted her friendship. So where she makes her mistakes is by trying to have the friendship that she's had her entire life.
Right.
And she can't have that anymore because it's not healthy for Amy.
What's up with your kisses, Katie? I'm sorry.
I mean, those.
Sometimes you gotta kiss someone.
You remember the first kiss? Remember the first kiss at the pep rally?
That was Amy's doing.
Yeah, I was like,
Amy pulled her in.
But it was your idea.
It was my idea to pretend to be. But it was my idea to pretend to be lesbians. But at that point, I was like, you know, we don't have to do this anymore. And Amy's like, no, let's do it. And then Karma's like, okay. But Karma was about to confess to the whole school that they really weren't faking it. And Amy was like, if we were faking it, would we do this?
Oh,
and
yeah,
she
yeah,
kissed
yeah,
Karma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, people forget that.
People forgot the two
steps before that.
Yep.
But then there was another time when you kissed her on
in
your
the pool. So, and then you banged her in the drink.
So, and all, you know, there's...
With your little nipples out.
You know what? Free the nipple, Cortez. Free the nipple.
All right, we're going to have a conversation about Karma's sexuality in a second, but let's just get the baseline here. So Karma does become the villain. She releases Amy's personal journal to the whole school, every page. And not only does she get charged for bullying, but more importantly, littering.
Littering.
That was hilarious.
And she had the idea from Shane.
Senta, who plays Principal Penelope, just anytime I do a scene with her, it's always Karma getting in trouble. And she always, if you notice, just start paying attention. Anytime Karma's in trouble, Principal Penelope goes, shame. And I just cannot hold it together when we're filming that for some reason. But that's just always.
She's hilarious. I'm so glad that she's back in the principal
and
role.
She pops up always at, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, she's hilarious. So right before Karma makes the decision to go through with putting Amy's personal feelings out there, and as a, you know, for a teenage girl, that's a big deal, especially if you write down every single thought or opinion of someone or whatever. That can be not only, it's not only hurtful for you that your friend would do that to you, but it's hurtful for the people who could read it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, thoughts in our head aren't really necessarily meant to be told to everybody and who they're about. But right before Karma does that, Amy was on her way to Karma to apologize because Liam told her and cleared the air about the whole Zeta
thing. And this is where the roller coaster comes
in. So then here we are.
Yeah.
Yikes. So do you think that Karma went too far by doing the whole journal thing?
Of course. When does Karma not go too far?
And that's why people can't side with her ever. You know what I mean? Because it's just, like, too much.
But it's also, it's not about siding with her. It's about understanding that she goes too far. So it's not a surprise. But she wouldn't have gone too far if
they
could just talk it out. Thank you.
I really don't. It's not because you're sitting here. But no. But no, I really feel like she didn't go any far because, to me, if you're going to go back and something that I don't want put out and you put it out, like, I have to dig. I'm sorry, I have to dig. And Katie's one of those people, she's like a Taurus. Like, you mess with her and you get
Karma.
Karma, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did I say Katie?
Oh, man.
That's
that all. You mess with her, then you're going to go down. Yeah. And I'm the same way. If you go that deep, I'm going to go deep with you.
Oh, wow. And I think it's important to point out that she went to Shane for help, for revenge on Amy, and he's supposed to be Switzerland.
Never a good idea. Never a good
idea. To be fair, he didn't really give her an idea, but he did spark the deepest, darkest.
Because she actually went.
He does things without thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worse
than Karma. He tried to poison Amy last week.
Yeah, he really did.
Talk about going too far.
That was not too far. That was perfect.
He tried to kill her.
No, he did not. It was a little bit.
A little bit, because Karma had the EpiPen.
But what if Karma, like, went to the bathroom or something and didn't know that Amy was having an allergic reaction?
Then her throat would have closed up and there would be no show.
Hello. So now that Karma has sought revenge on Amy for the video, which I think this hump day video is a treat for all to see, and I don't know if that's like necessary.
Again, you're welcome.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
What is it? Prep on Steven says, please tell Katie that we all thank her for blessing us with that hump day video.
Oh, that's you're welcome, guys. You are welcome.
So let's get that on YouTube, MTV2.
It will be.
Let's put that on YouTube.
It will be. For sure.
Wow.
And so now that Karma has brought out her old colors, not the summer lifeguard colors that she's been showing for the first part of the season. But now Dylan is not on board with the negativity.
Well, Dylan is not who he says
he is. I think he's been looking for a way out.
You think so?
He had to, man. Look how
I think he's a teenage boy with hormones and sees a, you know, nice blonde lady.
Whatever.
No one? All right. Meanwhile, you have Lauren picking up the pages to give back, or just to get out of the school, basically. And then Shane picking up the pages so that he can read them and see what Amy really thinks about him.
No one's above it.
I would do it.
You would read?
I would read them.
Would you read?
Especially if you just told me.
Am I just anyone in the school?
Yeah.
I would not.
You would not read it?
If I was just anybody? No.
Like if you were friends with Amy.
If I was friends with Amy, I would read them, yes.
Okay.
That's even worse. You should probably read them if you don't know her.
I want to know what she's saying about me.
Especially.
Like, the day my breath was stinking and she didn't tell me. I want
to
know that.
Yeah. Especially if Karma had just come up to you, like she did Shane, mm-hmm. and said, oh, well, Amy thinks all of these things about you and she's never told you them and blah, blah. If I were in his shoes, I'd be like, what else has she said? But then, so they find a page that says what it was about the whole Theo thing, and it was like, what Shane and Lauren don't know.
Is they're meant to be best friends.
Yeah.
Which Perfect. Is true.
True.
But they have to go find the pages, and then Oliver's back.
Who the F is Oliver? My favorite line, because it just is repeated always.
Someone kept tweeting that, too.
And of course, it was Lauren that said it, too. But so they get the page, and it said that they're cut from the same cloth, and they're meant to be friends. Which they are. They're the same person.
I love all their scenes together.
Yeah. Just male and female, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. So let's see, where were we? So Dylan is cheating on Karma. We brought that up. And Liam and Amy see. The two, like, worst people to see this happen. You know what I mean?
Well, also, like, I just, that always makes me laugh because that scene, because they're just going in circles trying to convince one another that they're over Karma. But, like, let's be real.
Who's over Karma? Okay, so do we think that Liam and Amy actually are over Karma, or they're just, like, wanting to be friends with her, or
no one's over Karma.
How could you be? You know,
are you just saying that just because you are Karma? Or are you?
No,
saying
I'm
that?
Saying
you
it because I'm on the show and I know.
Okay,
no,
well, good.
I think you're saying it because you're defending Karma, like you always do.
Well, I'm defending Karma too, but but that's it. But you could see from this episode, like Amy wouldn't have gone as far as she did if she didn't have feelings for Karma.
But I think she did.
And Liam wouldn't, like, he could had that opportunity to say that. And actually, when we were doing that scene, the director came over and he said the line where Karma says, I've had a really horrible day and I can't take anything making it worse.
Yeah.
The director said, said to Greg, this is where Liam realizes he's actually not over her and is still in love with her and he can't bring himself to hurt her.
Because he doesn't want to make it worse, right? And if he was over her, he'd be like, screw it, Dylan's cheating on
me. Well, Dylan was kissing the old girl. Bye.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely don't think that Liam is, but now that we've learned Amy isn't either. We learned that by the end of the episode. Yeah.
I still don't see that. I think that Amy is just wants to be friends. Just want her friend back.
I don't know.
She was like, give me something.
So, let's talk about this for a second. So, Karma then has to do this like sit down Barbara Walters style interview.
It was modeled after a Barbara Walters style.
I mean, it was set up the same. Yeah, it had the same set.
Do we ever get her name, the host?
Vashti.
Vashti. Okay. Got
so
it. Won't remember that, but I'm
at the end of by the end of it. Wait, we have to say the line that Karma says, and it's not,
She goes, regrettable, sure, but also completely understandable, and something else, and not a sign of my chill characters changing.
Looks into the camera.
Into the camera.
Finds the camera.
Media trained. Yeah.
Yes,
Karma's
media
trained.
Most definitely.
That was hilarious. But so Karma is basically defending her decision to release a journal, blah, blah. But then by the end of it, what's her
Vashti turns it
and says, starts questioning if Karma is actually straight, like she continues to say that she is.
She played the heck out of that
Which
part.
Is what everyone has been thinking, you know, since this show started.
Yeah, that's the thing is Vashti is the voice of the Karmi army.
Yeah.
I think it was written because it's what everybody who watches the show is thinking.
Right. Mm. And it makes sense. But Karma dodges the questions and storms out, which makes it even more suspicious that maybe she does have feelings that are more than friends for Amy or for girls in general, you know? So she storms out. What did you think when she stormed out, Cortez?
Well, you know how the media does. The media try to find, like, questions to make it seem like they're trying to say something else when the
question is This isn't really
actually,
a Barbara Walters interview.
But it really was for Karma.
Yeah.
So Karma was like, oh, heck no, you're trying to... Anything I say right now is going to turn me into me looking like I like females. So,
yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia. Love that.
So then let's talk about the scene where we talked about it a little bit when Leah tries to tell Karma. But I was happy that Amy didn't have to end up telling Karma. Because I feel like Amy wouldn't have believed her. I mean, Karma wouldn't have believed Amy. And I feel like that would have just started a whole nother fight about you're just trying to get back at me or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that it worked out that Dylan was
Karma caught Amy saying that they and then it
up,
prompted.
Right. When Karma walked in though and was like, oh,
I
why
heard
are you?
You went,
was like,
oh crap.
Shit, this is not going to end well. Like, this will not end well. But then fortunately it did. And Dylan was just like, you know, we weren't vibing since this morning.
But
yeah.
You
go
oh my God, it's like this morning, bro. I was like, bro, come on. It
was
this
that
morning,
was
man.
That was a sad scene to come shoot on. Because I love Jordan. So that was a sad scene to shoot because it was kind of like, man, your character's probably not coming
back. Gonna
go back,
right? Like,
that's he just
why
messed up.
When we talked to him last week, he was like, yeah, well, I'm only on it next week too. And I was just like, oh, why? And because obviously we didn't know. And then now it all makes so much sense.
Maybe he'll come back and he'll have changed his ways. Who knows?
Yeah. And then, so when he leaves and Amy's yelling the things at him on the way.
That's my favorite line. Stop hurling insults at the Hawaiian people.
Yeah. That was pretty good. She said something about like his grass skirt getting caught in the door on the way out or something. I was just like, okay. But so she gets compost duty with Karma. Mm-hmm.
Stuck together.
Which is obviously, I feel like, a setup on Crystal Penelope's part.
Yeah.
And
she's like the leader of the Karmi Hermie.
Yeah.
She is. Because after they have the heart-to-heart, she's like, you guys make up? We friends? We good now? You can leave.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's talk about that conversation at the end with Amy and Karma.
Literally every issue they've ever had has just come out in their food fight.
Yeah.
Well, that gross garbage fight.
That's true. Remember the burba, what was it? The bumper? What was that thing called that Lauren made? Or had at the...
The Cumber... The
Cumberburger. Cumber...
Oh, Croquembouche.
Croquembouche.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So this conversation, though, it's... The realest part for me was when Amy was like, you know what, if I did evolve like I said I did or whatever, then I don't know why seeing Zeta kiss you would hurt me so bad. And then that's when Karma said that maybe a small part of her wanted Amy to love her because it felt good.
Gasp.
And I was just like, wow, that's really, really real. Because you might not be in love with someone, but feeling loved feels good.
Well, and that's all Karma. If you think about it, every decision Karma's made that has been a bad decision, whether it be she faked being a lesbian because she wanted acceptance from the school, which AKA means she wanted to be loved.
Right.
She faked being a lesbian because it kept Liam interested, AKA being loved. She, like, every decision, karma just wants to be loved. And now, especially having unconditional love from somebody like Amy, who's been her best friend for her whole life, that unconditional love, you know, it was always her cushion to be there.
Yeah, that's so real.
Where did she get that from when both of her parents were there? You know how people have that excuse. I didn't have my parents grow up. I need love. I want love.
Well, I think that she gets unconditional love from her parents, but her parents are also, even though they're so accepting, I think there's a difference because, like, her parents really don't. They kind of don't care what she does.
I feel like they also, like, don't really relate to karma on a certain level. Like, there's not really, like, that.
They're like, why do you need to be accepted?
And she's like, that's all I need.
She's like, because I'm 15.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, 16 now. So, I mean,
that was just really real, and it kind of just ended with...
You think they're really done forever.
We're
made up, but
we're like, we don't know how to be friends. Because it was kind of understood that Amy still has feelings for karma, but karma wants... them to be together as friends, but they just don't know. That's just, like, not healthy for
They can't be friends without hurting each other.
That was just, like, such a mature conversation for a couple of teenagers. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and that's just when it ends, and they walk their separate ways. Gosh.
We have questions at the Puzuk. Do we have time for questions?
Yeah, let's do some, let's do some questions. Twitter questions.
And predictions.
And predictions. Oh wow, we have so many.
Right, that's what I'm like. Let me pick to make sure they're not all the same.
I do just want to say.
Say it.
Say it.
That because I want to heal the Carmi hearts. This show does not exist without Karma and Amy's friendship.
Yep.
So.
Boom.
We have 6 more episodes.
Yeah.
So have a little faith and watch next week.
Okay, well, speaking of next week, we have one that says, describe next week's episode in 3 words.
Next week's episode. Next week's episode is That's Scaring the Crap Out of Me.
Thanks, next Jonathan.
Next week's episode is musical. And can I use all the feels? Can that be like
one word?
Uh-huh. All the feels. And... emotional.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. What is, do you, can you say your favorite Carmi scene coming up? That is from Callie, Wolf and Thief. Or at least what episode, she says.
The end of next episode, I cried reading it. That's what I'll say.
All right. You hear that, Callie? That's what she said. Next
one. At Wolf and Thief. Thanks, Callie, for that.
This person says, Katie, what was your favorite memory filming this episode? That's from Larissa Girl 23.
I got to play with the rat, which was pretty great.
Like, you physically touched it.
Like, I picked it up. It was so cool because there was this guy that came and he trained the rats. Like, the rats we used were trained and they were sweet. And you're making that face, but
that is great.
It was like, I actually tweeted a picture of me holding it. It was like, cute for a rat.
That's pretty
when
funny.
I look at rats though, I think of like Ratatouille.
Yeah,
so
but little chef with a little chef ad.
Yeah, but probably
same.
It's like weird because I like when when I do scenes that actually make me feel, you know, I feel something that happened in my real life. So the scene between Karma and Amy and Lauren when they're kind of ganging up on her,
right,
and she like starts getting emotional, that was probably my favorite scene because I was having the feels.
Yeah. So going off of that, Paula at Nexus asks, after a very emotionally charged scene, how do you and Rita shake off the feels?
It depends. Like if it's something really, really hard, like next week, I had to shoot that episode after my best friend passed away.
Oh, well.
So that was hard because there was an emotional scene in it that was very weirdly paralleled to what was happening in my life. So I just kind of sat down and Rita just let me cry and she like hugged me and I just had to like be able to cry. And the crew and everybody was so great in lifting me up after that. But sometimes if you're in an emotional scene, regardless of what's happening in your life, you get the feelings and you just can sit there and cry and then you just have to shake it off. Like, Any other job.
So last one, right quick. I know we're about to wrap it up. From at some Carmi girl.
Carmi girl.
With which faking it character would you marry, kill, and sleep with? I love
yes.
that question. Every time I interview someone,
ending question.
That.
This is terrible.
Which faking it character would you marry, kill, and sleep with? At some Carmi girl.
I can't do that. I love everyone. I feel like I'm going to, like, I want to pick, like, obscure characters so that no one can twist. Because that's the thing. Because everyone wants to, like, twist my words.
Well, you kind of actually have two already.
What?
Marry and sleep with.
Are you going to do this for me?
Well, no, go ahead.
Who would I marry? I would marry...
See, it's really easy to be sassy with this.
Yeah, anyway. I would marry... This is so hard. I'm trying to think of, like, obscure characters. I would marry... My... Not... No, that
your
can't
dad?
Oh, your dad?
No, I wasn't going to say that. Although I would. My dad's hilarious, like, on the show. Yeah. My, like, if I'm not my character, Lucas as a character is
got
hilarious.
It. Okay, got it.
I would marry Principal Penelope.
Okay. That's a good one. She's hilarious.
I yeah. would...
Keep you entertained.
I would sleep with... This is we have to wrap soon.
No, yes. I don't think so. No, you can answer these.
You gotta answer these questions.
Who would I sleep with? Oh, it's hard because there are characters that I like want to say, but they're not till later on in this season. I would sleep with the rat. and okay. I would kill Oliver.
Okay. Who's Oliver?
Guys, I'm not going to give you anything so you could take it and twist it around.
Okay, Katie, I want to give you a chance just really quickly to promote what you've got going on, anything we should be on the lookout for, music, acting, whatever.
I started working with Hilarity for Charity, which is cool. Seth Rogen and his wife's foundation for Alzheimer's because I lost my grandmother to Alzheimer's. So I'm now on their committee to help do their variety show that they do at the end of every year. But it's also something that's cool because they do it where kids can do a fundraiser at their school. For my birthday, I did a birthday fundraiser where rather than gifts, my fans and people could donate money to the Alzheimer's Association.
It's amazing.
So I'm doing that. I've also been spending a lot of time in Nashville writing music, and I actually released a SoundCloud page, which is soundcloud.com/thekatiestevens.
Awesome.
And,
one time.
SoundCloud.com/thekatiestevens.
Perfect.
That's K-A-T-I-E.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, just the rest of the season of faking it and auditioning. So hopefully that's get some more stuff out of that.
What would you want to, what else would you want to be on? Like other outside of this? Like do you watch TV and say, oh, I would love to be
on. I would love to be on New Girl.
Oh
love
my God.
New
yes.
Girl.
Okay. I don't watch that. Okay.
Oh, you should.
It's so hilarious.
Because I watch
it's
Fake
so
Me, I gotta watch New Girl.
Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. and then if I could get in a time machine and go back in time, I'd want to be on Friends.
Full House.
Oh. Hell
Full
yeah.
House.
Hey, either one.
I'd want to be Michelle.
Yeah.
You got it, dude.
You got it, dude.
You've been practicing for years. That's so good. Okay. Anything else? Are we good?
I think we're good. I wish we would have got to all the other questions, but we didn't have. We ran out of time, people.
Yes.
Katie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
we
you.
Love
I
having
always,
you on.
I always
you
have
are
a
amazing.
Blast when
I'm you are beautiful, and you are so talented, and we love you so much.
Thank Sarah, I didn't have a dance for us this season.
So. Next time.
All right, so Cortez, where can people find you? We're going to give you one shot to say it without flubbing.
One shot.
Hi.
Is all you
can find me on all social media handles as Cortez G. West. Make sure I don't believe in supporters. I mean, followers, I believe in supporters. So nice. Please come on and over and support Cortez G. West. And Sterling, where can they find you?
You can find me at Sterling Cates. And of course, all of us here at AfterBuzz TV on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Miss Katie Stevens.
And you can find me on SoundCloud, Twitter, and Instagram at The Katie Stevens.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.
See you next week. It's a good episode.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I used to have a mouse, but I used to
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.